probably our greatest race as a Husky was the 83 national championships that we won. The 83 varsity crew was a new crew. We were not the same crew as the 82 or the 81 boat. We had a lot of new players. We had a lot of people that doubted that we were really going to be able to repeat the third time national championship that Washington was seeking. We had had an undefeated season. We went to the 83 San Diego. We won San Diego there. We beat on UVic that had beaten the varsity the year before. We were able to defeat them. We went the rest of the year undefeated. We went into Madison, Wisconsin at the national championships in 83, still with everyone doubting us. The East Coast, the powers that be back on the East Coast, had decided that Boston University, their Eastern Sprints champions, were going to be the champions again. Somehow they decided that that was the crew to beat, that they were going to be very dominant. I personally and some of the other women on our crew knew some of the members of that Boston University crew. And I have to say, we really knew that we wanted to go out and beat them. We really had a whole huge amount of things to prove that we were capable of defeating Boston University and any other comers from the East that they were going to throw at us. Now, the 83 Nationals were going to be different. This was going to be an extension in the length of the race. We had been racing 1,000 meters at San Diego at Pac-10s, and this was the time where we were going to race 1,500 meters. And there were the doubters back East that said, oh, Washington's not going to be able to handle the longer race. This is 1,500 meters, the thing they'd been racing back East, and we're not going to be able to do it. Well, the reality was that when we got to Madison, we were prepared. We had people that were very gung-ho. We had a very cohesive group, and we led the race from wire to wire. In fact, nobody was even within a boat length of us at the finish. And it wasn't Boston University. They were fifth. They were quite far back. We had Dartmouth and Wisconsin behind us as we crossed the finish line. And so I think we laid down some information to the people on the East that we were there to stay. That was the third year we'd had Coach Ernst as our coach and a whole new group of people. So he didn't have to take the people he'd been given or the superstars, people that had Olympic experience. But here we were newcomers. We were homegrown talent, people that had worked their way up through the junior varsity at Washington and made their way into the varsity. And we were still able to be national champions third time in a row. And I think that 83 national championship was a great race. That crew has been inducted into the Husky Hall of Fame, and they deserve it.
Okay, excellent. What has Washington crew meant to you?
Washington crew has meant so incredible many things to me. It has given me the confidence in my life and to go on to compete at the Olympic Games, to be able to speak in front of groups of people, to be able to be a respected member of some huge body of people, of other athletes that have had such a great accomplishment. And so to sum up what Washington crew means to me is awfully difficult because there are so many different things. It's the friendships I formed. It was the strengths I gained as a person. It was the victories. It was becoming a part of the tradition that is Washington crew. And tradition is something that I hadn't seen before. When I came to Washington, I had transferred in. So I was an outsider looking in, and I saw this huge program with wonderful things happening, and I thought, oh, what would that be like? How nice would that be to be there? And to go and to get there, I didn't realize that I was going to have this whole huge support of people that they weren't my parents, they weren't parents of the other rowers. They were supporters like Jean LaFrambois, who had been with the program for years as a past parent and was there to support us, not just to donate boats and donate money, but to be there and watch our races and support us and have us over to her house. And there were people like Dottie and Hunter Simpson who were there, and we had beautiful equipment and nice boats and people that supported us that, you know, I think everywhere else I'd been, the parents would show up and that was it. But here we had this whole core of people. I got to Washington, I got to meet the finest coxswains in the world. I got to meet Olympic coxswain Bob Mock. I got to learn from him. I got to see other people who had gold medals from the Olympics, other people who were aspiring to do something that I ultimately wanted to do, and I don't think I would have been able to do if I hadn't come to Washington, and that was to win an Olympic gold medal. So the tradition is a huge part of what Washington has, but there's so many other things to it, too.